Yeah, it's your boy Ray Ray on the mic. Let's go.
I mean, really, who wants to be held accountable for the things that they say and are supposed to be doing when it comes to a belonging workplace culture? My name is Ray White, equity and inclusion strategist, leadership coach, and host of the On the Mic with Ray White podcast. I want to help you as a leader develop a belonging workplace culture by design. And by doing so, we have to ensure that our words align with our actions and they're meeting the goals and creating a place where our staff members feel like they could belong, they're psychologically safe, and they could thrive using the skill sets necessary for them to show up authentically as themselves. And accountability is the main way we can do that. Now, accountability is a scary word. It can be something that some people don't want to adapt or abide with because that means that somebody is holding you to a certain standard and a certain expectation to ensure that what you are doing is meeting that particular goal. I remember in high school football, we had a motto that was on top of our locker room wall that said, be where you're supposed to be, do what you're supposed to do. And that motto, one of the many mottos that we had, essentially meant that us as players and staff and coaches had to ensure that they were at the places necessary that they were supposed to be at, doing the work necessary that it took for them to achieve the goal necessary for that space, and executing at a very high level so that we become champions. If I say I'm gonna be at the weight room at 8 a.m. on a Friday morning, I need to be sure I was at the weight room at 8 a.m. on Friday morning, especially if I wanted to play in the games later that evening, right? Like, there had to be a level of standards that were set from the coaches, staff, players, captains, and so on, for us to all embody this level of commitment to our culture to meet the end goal of becoming champions. This same type of mentality has to be adopted within our workplaces as well. As leaders, we are setting the tone. We are setting the standard in which that we want our staff members to adopt when it comes to creating a belonging workplace culture. And that standard has to be set with us. We have to be the ones that show up in these spaces with this level, with this lens, with this perspective to ensure that everybody has what they need to be successful, that we are doing the necessary learning and having necessary language and practicing the necessary steps to ensure that the one staff member who has historically been marginalized or who doesn't feel like they feel belong or is constantly being overlooked and overpassed or overseen in their work to be taken to consideration, to be developed, fostered from a relationship perspective and helping others to make those connections so that every person feels like they have what they need to be successful within the workspace. When we practice accountability in our belonging workplace culture, creates a space where people know that there is a level that we are trying to reach and we all have a hand in reaching that particular level. But when we do not hold ourselves accountable, when we do not hold other people accountable to the statements that we've set when it comes to creating this inclusive belonging culture, then we see a skew in our values and in our actions, and it does not align, and it creates a divide and a mistrust and a lack of trust and others within ourselves and our peers around us who are not holding each other accountable. And it continues to create erosion within our culture. I cannot trust you to be who you say you are because you don't trust you to be who you say you are. And so if you have people around you who is evading, who doesn't truly understand or truly believe what you're saying, or who doesn't truly think that you can get the work done, because that probably is because they don't trust that you have what it takes to hold yourself or others accountable to make sure that that work gets done. The ways in which that we transform our workplace culture, one of the starting blocks has to be accountability and ensuring that we're doing what it takes to create that for ourselves and for others. So what does that look like? I got four different ways of what accountability can look like for you and your staff as well, you and your peers, to create this belonging workplace culture. The first one being to accept responsibility and own it. Own the work, own your mistakes, own everything that is associated underneath your umbrella. What is in your control You have to recognize, understand, and control that, or and own that level of control within your workspace as well, and not delegate responsibility or delegate ownership for other people when it's something that's under your purview to do. So know what that looks like. And when a mistake happens, step up and fess up to it and say, you know what, that's on me, that's my bad. I should have been the one to take care of that. And then do the necessary steps next time to not let that be an issue moving forward. Second thing you need to do is to constantly learn and improve. Our accountability of education and self-awareness has to continue to keep going regardless of where we stopped in the traditional educational system. So what books are you reading? Who are you engaging with? How are you developing that within your leadership structure? And let that inform you to creating this belonging workplace culture. The third thing we need to do is to seek solutions that are inclusive and equitable. We don't know it all. We have blind spots. We have so many things that we are not truly aware of, and it's okay. It's not to say that we have to have all the answers, but we need to know how can we go get the answers and make sure that what we are trying to accomplish is incorporative of those individuals who have not felt trust or the level of engagement or level of inclusivity from our society. So in your leadership, how are your decision-making practices incorporative of identities that have been historically excluded in decisions in the past? So what are you doing to infuse that within your organization, within your leadership, and hold yourself accountable to make sure you're seeking out those voices in that way too? And then the fourth thing, it sounds easy, but it's not that easy, but it's following through on your actions. Again, back to the motto from the football team, be where you're supposed to be, do what you're supposed to do. If you said that you are going to hold one-on-ones regularly available and not cancel it, then how are you gonna hold that standard to the best of your ability? Sure, mistakes happen or things override your workspace, but that doesn't mean that you have to constantly make excuses for what you're responsible for. Follow through on your actions. Step up and say that you are going to do what it takes to make sure your staff members feel accepted, belong, and can thrive within your leadership, within your teams, and not delegate that or let that fall to the wayside when things go wrong, when issues get really tough, or external situations impede upon your workspace, or like mass shooting that occurs, or tragic event that occurs within our society, and you are told yourself that, hey, the next tragic event that occurs, I'm gonna make sure that I reach out to my staff members and see what they need to be successful, that when that happens, unfortunately, that you are taking the next steps to see who is gonna be deeply impacted by that and how are you gonna reach out to them and make sure they have what they need to be successful, right? So follow through on the actions. If your staff member is asking you to step up and be the one to speak out and speak out against biases within your hiring practices, what are you doing to make sure that's not a part of your hiring practices on the next cycle of candidacies that you are looking to implement? Holding yourself accountable looks like in these four ways. You got to accept responsibility. You got to own your own learning and growing. You got to seek solutions that are equitable and inclusive. And then you got to make sure you follow through on your actions. These four different ways to help you feel accountable, but this does not stop here. I want you to tell me, what are some opportunities that you are holding yourself accountable to creating this belonging workplace culture? And how can we learn and grow through that actions that you are taking to create a belonging workplace culture for your staff members and teams? I would love to hear from you too on how these episodes are impacting you and your leadership. You can follow me at Ray Devante on all social media platforms. And more importantly, I have a link in the bio if you're looking for a leader to guide you through these opportunities to create a workplace culture by design. You can follow that link and we can schedule a call, and I would love to be a thought partner to help support you in that endeavor. So continue to be a leader that is designing a belonging workplace culture. I'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.